This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
A Federal Communications Commission board recently ruled on a 2-to-1 vote to require network television stations in the 50 largest markets to upload information on who bought political ads, when, how much they cost, and other details. This data is already required to be public, but it's only stored on paper at station offices. And I think open government advocates would like to see this information made more easily available. And I certainly think posting information online, so many people turn to the internet now to get information. So why not post this online? But Mike, some television stations are complaining about this.
Yeah, one of the complaints is it's going to cost more, which I don't buy because paper costs a lot now. And and if it's being transcribed onto paper, well, I mean, I just don't believe that that's more expensive than transcribing it to an online source. There is the question, I suppose, of permanence, you know, the ephemeral quality of data that's, you know, out there on the net somewhere or in someone's computer.
I think
computer.
Some of that information on that net stays out there forever, though,
well,
too.
Well, that's true. Some of it just seems to have, you know, seems to be immortal. But anyway, so there is that question, I guess. I know that it's difficult to go to a station and dig through, you know, their public files to find the information you want. So it's a good thing to have it electronically available, for sure.
Well, some of the stations are complaining that this is going to force them to put their advertising rates online, and to them that's a problem.
Yeah, it is, I guess. I know one example of how difficult it is to get that information is as a teacher, I like to have sometimes my students see if they can go to a station and get their rate cards, and sometimes stations turn them away because they don't see them as potential advertisers, and I guess they kind of want to keep that secret, which is, you know, I don't understand why that would be the case, because, I mean, anybody who buys an ad eventually is going to know that, how much they paid, and the information could be out in public that way. But stations are rather protective of that information.
And, of course, with political advertising, they're required to give their lowest rate,
lowest unit
charge
rate.
Their lowest rate. Mm-hmm.
But how much are they making in a season when, after the Citizens United decision, the super PACs are raising millions and millions of dollars, and much of that is to buy advertising on television?
Or radio, even.
Or radio.
And when I worked in commercial radio, I mean, sometimes when you got close to elections, you almost did not have time to air much of anything else because there were so many political ads running. And, of course, again, stations are required to charge the lowest rate to political advertisers. So they're not making as much of a killing, but certainly given the quantity, they're certainly raking in quite a bit of dough.
So it seems like a small trade-off to have to disclose the information of who's advertising with them.
Well, and that brings up a question. Who is advertising with them? Because of a ruling such as Citizens United, you get some of these newly formed groups are supplying all this money for candidates or in favor of positions or against positions. Who's behind them, Lisa? How do you find out who's behind some of these groups that you've never heard of before? And all of a sudden, this name pops up, ad paid for by so-and-so. How do you find out information, really?
Well, through the Federal Elections Commission. If it's a super PAC, then they don't have to disclose everybody who contributes.
So is this really providing much sunshine on this particular issue? If there's a name attached to who's buying this ad, but we don't know anything about this organization.
Well, at least you find out the name of the nonprofit that's paying for the ad.
So it becomes a question of following the money again, kind of, which can be hard work in itself. Yeah. Well, you know, I wonder, you know, one effect of this ruling may be that everybody's lowest unit rate is going to go up some, which would be, you know, okay for broadcasters. I'm sure nobody would complain about that. I mean, you might lose some old advertisers who had been, you know, longstanding, reliable, you know, clients and so on. But still, I think the profits to be made can be very considerable. So,
do you think some broadcasters perhaps were not charging their lowest rate, or perhaps that lowest rate went up a month or two before the political advertising season really began?
I wouldn't doubt it at all. I mean, as long as it's across the board, you know, and it's fair, because, you know, the lowest unit rate is whatever it is. But if we say we're going to raise it, then everybody has to pay that lowest unit rate. So that kind of manipulation could happen very easily.
Well, it seems like this is at least an effort to help track that advertising, even as that some of that advertising and the groups are getting more difficult to track.
So would you say you're in favor of broadcasters having to post this information online? How about why shouldn't newspapers be required to do the same, or internet-only operations, news sites? Should they be required to do this also? You're getting into a couple areas there, newspapers, online. They're not covered by the FCC. They're not regulated by the FCC.
Yeah.
So why should only news media regulated by the FCC be required to share this information?
Well, years ago, of course, it had something to do with the fact that broadcasting uses the electromagnetic spectrum, which is a sort of a special case.
It's using the public's airwaves.
Using basically the public's airwaves. I don't know. I mean, that's the old scarcity argument in broadcasting, you know, that the electromagnetic spectrum is a limited resource, and so it's got to be used responsibly, and that's why, you know, the FCC applies regulations to broadcasters that they don't, you know, that do not apply from any agency towards newspapers or the internet. But, of course, I think that whole house of cards is kind of collapsed.
Yeah, that's an old argument.
Ancient.
We're in a new age today.
You bet we are, so.
And I would wager, I don't know this, but I would wager that the networks are raking in much more money in advertising than the newspapers, judging from newspapers' ad revenues.
All right. With that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.